FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Good morning. Welcome to Chilly Wednesday, the 20th of November. Gentle reminder, take it easy on the roads this morning. Secondary ones particularly, it could be very slippy out there. And then tomorrow, we don't know what's happening tomorrow. There could be a light dusting of snow, or we could be lashed out of it. We'll have to wait and see what happens over the next 24 hours. But temperatures are coming down again. They're going to plummet again tomorrow. It's going to be very cold over the next couple of days.
Got a couple of temperatures in there.
Oh, yeah. What do we got? Yeah, minus two, minus three. Yeah. In and around West Cork direction. Dunamore. Yeah. Pat, thank you very much. So do take care. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Joe Biden. Good on you. Poor old sleepy Joe. He's 82 today. And yeah, I don't know what the plan is for the birthday party. I'm sure he'll have some kind of a shindig. Is he still golfing? He does. He plays a bit of golf.
Does
he's mad for mountain biking
as
well.
Did you see him walking across the beach the other day with his missus?
Really?
Yeah.
Fair play to him.
Yeah.
But Joe, it's 80. You're 82 now. It's really time to retire, you know?
Get the blanket out. Get the telly box on.
Break out that bingo book with the multiple pen. You know, one of those fast bullet pens where you do three books at a time.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on, lads.
It's 9 days until the Irish general election.
It is.
Keep it on Neil Prendeville for updates on that from 9 o'clock. 35 sleeps until Christmas, everybody. We've got 573 days to go until the World Cup in US, Canada and Mexico begins. Something I'm looking for. Today is World Children's Day.
Aww.
It's a day to celebrate the beautiful little miracles, the little wonders in our life. If you're fortunate enough to have some little critters at home or nieces and nephews in your life.
Exactly, yeah.
Can you remember what life was like before kids?
No.
Yeah.
I think
we had money and we got to sleep in.
Did we? That sounds good to me.
I love just distant memories of getting out of bed it's, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning.
God, lads, imagine.
A study by Dog Aging Project reveals that companionship from other dogs positively impacts canine health and longevity.
Oh, yeah.
If a dog has a best friend, they can live for 2 years longer.
You have two, don't you?
We have two little...
Are they best friends?
They kind of.
Oh, right.
So we have two dogs, Gentle and Mental. So Gentle is just like, oh, just leave me alone. And Mental just wants to eat his head all day. So they are good buddies, but you can see from the other dog, the older dog, he's like, just go away.
Different personalities.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
There you go.
But anyway, if doggies have a best friend, you'll knock a few more years out of them.
Were you in Bandon yesterday?
Was I in Bandon?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you said you were going to Bandon.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't drop your wallet in Bandon?
I definitely didn't.
Oh, that's funny because there was a 1.6 earthquake in Bandon yesterday.
1.6 on the Richter Ripper.
Thought you might have been in Bandon dropping your wallet.
Oh, I see what you did there. little. Hey. Yeah. All right. Was it really?
Yeah, 1.6. They're all quite excited down there about it. It was between Bandon and Cross Barry.
Would you feel a 1.6?
I don't know. You'd probably feel a little bit of a shimmer.
It's a good fart, Vic.
Yeah, exactly. 1.6. There's a lot of excitement about it. You'll probably hear more about it on Neil's show, I would imagine.
I didn't think we were prone to any kind of... I know we've had little kind of tremors.
Yeah.
Are we on some sort of tectonic plate? Yeah.
Don't think so.
We'll be fine.
Yeah,
we'll be all right. Anyway.
Yeah. So you didn't drop your wallet.
Drop your wallet. You hear you won. This is very, very strange. Instagram is going to offer you a chance to reset your phone, reset your Instagram and clear your algorithm if you're sick of seeing all the same stuff.
Okay.
When you open Instagram.
Let's try it now.
So what does it present you with? So when you go into Instagram and you click on the search, see the little magnifying glass.
Okay, hang on a second now.
And it gives you the grid. And the grid is generally your interests.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm on now.
It's what it serves you. So I've got...
You're at home, play along too.
Yeah, it's cars, rugby tries, it's soccer.
Okay, I'm on home. Where do I have to go now?
Click the little magnifying glass.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and give me your grid. What's it giving you on your grid?
Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter on stage singing.
Mm-hmm.
A woman with a mad kind of afro haircut from the 70s.
Okay.
It's not Alicia Silverstone. It's Vanessa Paradis from 1988.
Okay.
And a girl cutting herself a fringe.
There you go. So that's Vic's interest. Me, it's just...
What is it?
Rugby, soccer, cars and boobs. That's all I've been served.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's all it's given me. How dare it be so assumptuous.
With KC. Red FM.
finally, manifest has been named Cambridge Dictionary's word of 2024. It appears to be a popular term for celebrities and influencers on social media and was the most looked up on the dictionary's website this year. Stars such as Dua Lipa and gymnast Simone Biles are among those who've spoken of manifesting their success. Those are the headlines. I'll have more at 8.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Manifesting. Anybody manifesting anything at the moment? Is there anything you'd like in your life?
What are you manifesting?
Universe, if you're out there, please manifest a man, a festival of men, a man festival manifest for Kelly. I've done my best for you.
You are insane.
Pretty bird. Hoo-ah!
Breakfast with KC. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Jaw-droppingly, stunningly, incredible winners. And you hear what it means for people when they win this thing. But I just want to play something this morning because it's just gorgeous. It's just absolutely gorgeous. So Hits Radio, they're our cousins in England, basically.
Our friends
and relatives related through radio groups. They have their own kind of version of the cash machine. And this man won it, and he won over 100 grand. And I think it's just the most gorgeous call ever. Vic, you're going to be in a mess.
I know, yeah.
Kenny, you're going to be in a mess. Rory?
Probably in a mess.
In a mess. He gets the call, and this is what he wants to use the money for.
What would you do with the money?
I would buy a gravestone for my late wife's grave.
Oh, John.
I lost her 6 years ago.
And you've not had the opportunity to get a gravestone in all that time?
When you're a pensioner, it takes a long time to save up and costs stuff nowadays.
And when did you last go and see her, if you don't mind me asking, John?
Every week.
And when are you due to go and see her next?
I should be going on Saturday. Put some press flowers on.
When you go and see your late wife, Anita, on Saturday at the graveyard, you've got some good news to share with her.
Thank you, darling.
You've just won £105,000 and you'll be able to get her a gravestone that she deserves.
I need 5 minutes before I can go anywhere. My legs are shaking, I'm shaking everywhere. Nice. You know, I've never, never, ever won anything. Well, I say I've never won anything. I've won the love of a lovely lady.
You've made me a bit emotional, John.
It's made me emotional. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so, so much. You don't know what it means.
Ah, isn't it gorgeous?
Oh my God.
That's the cutest thing ever.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. Well done, John. What a lovely man. 7:36. Whatever you need it for, we'll do it for you next. Cash machine is €175,000. Come on.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
There is a massive amount of money heading someone's way, guaranteed, on Friday after last week's 150k call.
You sound like you're an absolute bag of nerves right now, and I completely understand that. So, you know how this works. You've already answered your phone to us. Now all you have to do is tell us how much is in the cash machine to win it.
It's 150,000 euro.
Say that again.
150,000.
If that hits your bank account, how are you going to feel?
Oh my God! I'd probably be on the floor in about a couple of seconds.
We don't want that. You've won the money, Noel. Congratulations!
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Is right, Noel from Mayo. Congratulations, Noel Doherty got 150k on Friday. Incredible amount of money. Well done, buddy. It's your turn next. And it's €175,000. So if you want to be in for the draw on Friday, it will happen between 3 and 4. All you got to do is this. Text the word RED to 57557. That is the word RED to 57557. It will cost €2.50 to enter. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. And the T's and C's are at redfm.ie. You must answer within 5 rings. Set an alarm to be listening to Red FM as well on your phone. Open your phone. Go to clock. 3 p.m. Red FM this Friday. Kira will be on. Be listening. Have your phone in front of you. Don't miss the call. If you do, we're going to ring somebody else.
Yeah.
And just before Christmas, you will have handed, you will have gifted the greatest Christmas gift of all time to somebody else.
Yeah, don't do that.
€175,000. I was buzzing to hear this news. Good friend of the show, Chris Kent, Cork comedian extraordinaire, is on the line. All right, Chrissy boy, how are you?
Hello, how's it going, Casey? Good morning, how are you?
Are you back on your smartphone?
I'm back on the phone, like, and nothing's ever changed. Back
okay.
to my bad habits, but it was a fantastic experience anyway. While it lasts.
This is kind of hypocritical, Victoria. Chris is back on his smartphone, selling us a show about being off his smartphone.
No, I wondered if we were actually ringing a payphone this morning.
Yeah,
are we ringing Chris on a payphone?
No, he's
back on the smartphone.
Oh, yeah.
But
was it easy to get back on the addiction train again?
Very easy. Yeah. So easy, you wouldn't believe. Easiest thing I've ever done. I joke. I have a few things kind of sus, like, since I've gotten it back, and just, it was an amazing experience to get rid of it for so long, like, you know.
You got rid of it for how much? 3 months was it in total?
It was over 2 months. Yeah, it was just
okay.
over 2 months. But there was no smartphone, no internet at all. So it kind of allowed me to write this new show that I'm now currently touring. I just started touring a couple of weeks ago. So.
And the big news,
you know?
Chris Kent, the young lad from up the north side of Cork, who has been honing his skill for over 20 years on the comedy scene. What's your big announcement, Chris?
I'm delighted to announce I'm doing Live at the Marquee on the 11th of July. Yay! Tickets are on sale on Friday.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. I'm so
Brilliant.
Happy for you, Chris.
Oh, so, thank you, man. Cheers. I'm buzzing.
This isn't just like a comedy show. This is the biggest audience you'll ever play to single-handedly in one night. You know, it's a 5,000 capacity tent. That's terrifying and absolutely exhilarating at the same time.
Yes, it's terrifying, yeah. it is exhilarating too, and you have to go for these things.
Yeah.
You know, I
thought
the same thing about every big gig I've taken out of my life. I thought first the same thing about Vicar Street.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the same thing about The Everyman, and it just kind of pushed it on. And I think the Marquee, especially being a massive Cork thing, when the opportunity came up, I was absolutely delighted to take it on, like, you know.
Very good. So give us the dates and when are tickets going to be available, Chris?
The date is the 11th of July.
Yeah.
I think the tickets are on sale on Friday morning.
Okay.
So at 10 a.m. So set your alarms, get some tickets and cheer yourself up in this beautiful cold weather that we have.
Yeah, something to look forward to in the summer. I've never wanted anyone to sell out anything better.
Absolutely.
And more. It'll be absolutely huge. Are you going to have to do that thing? Because, you know, you're playing rooms where you can just talk at this kind of normal level tone. You're now the ringmaster of a massive circus. So does that mean there'll be a lot more shouting and roaring from Chris Kent?
I can never imagine myself shouting and roaring.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll make sure that you'll hear me in the back.
Yeah, turn up the PA.
I couldn't. Yeah, I don't think I could really roar and shout. But I actually watched Tommy Tiernan in there, and I watched, and John Killary was opening up for him. I wouldn't be a shouty in any way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. I thought John absolutely smashed it. So it kind of. That's kind of what planted the seed, really, in the first place. I was like, oh, I think I'd like to be up there doing this, like, you know.
Yeah.
And no better way to do it than sort of with a brand new show.
And the funny thing about it is you'll have 5,000 people all there recording you on their smartphones.
Yeah, right? The irony.
Exactly. Take a picture.
Chris, we're delighted for you. Huge, huge congratulations.
Yeah.
Friday morning, those tickets go on sale. If you want to see one of the best in the business finally get his massive big homecoming show in the Marquee.
Yeah.
For next summer. Can't wait for it, Chris. Congrats. Congrats.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
No
I'm
worries.
Delighted.
No
thank
worries.
Thank you very much.
Any guest list? Absolutely. Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Plus one, and we'll. Yeah. Any green room out the back? What have you got? Right, will you have a little.
I said there'd be something, all right? Yeah.
Will there be?
Some kind of setup. Oh, I'd say so, yeah.
A few smarties.
Not just a tent, you know?
Yeah. bags of cheese and onion or something? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Cheese and onion and salt and vinegar. It's
we'll see you then, Chrissy boy. All right, man. Congratulations. We'll see you at the Marquee, Chris. Take care.
God bless. Thank you, guys. See you later, guys.
Delighted for him. Delighted, delighted, delighted. This is what Chris is all about.
I know now why my dad is always early. He's very early, you know, but so they're not missed by. I have to lie to him. Do you know when I'm getting into Cork Airport? I have to lie to him about the time of the flight. Just say, for example, I go to my dad. Dad, the flight gets in at 2 o'clock. Do you know what time he turns up at? About 20 past one. Pulls in right outside the door. Then the airport police come over 4 or 5 minutes later. He has a very hostile relationship with them now, to be honest. Sorry, you can't pull in there. What are you doing? I collected my son from it. Then he drives off, right? He has to do a big loop all around the roundabout. 6 minutes later, he's there again, right? 5 minutes later, the airport police come over again. What are you doing? What are you doing? On again, right? He drives on again, right? By the time I get off the plane, he's after been doing that for about 45 minutes to an hour, I'd say. So I get into the car and he's all wound up. I get into the car and he's like, where the f*** were you? Where the f*** were you? I'm just like, you know, I was in the sky. I was up in the sky. I was 35,000 feet above the air. Not a lot I could do about it up there. Yeah, but I left your mother's house at 12 o'clock. Why would you leave my mother's house before I leave my house in England? It's not a bit weird. Not a bit of a weird thing to do.
With KC. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM, and it's 20 to 7 in the morning.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Right, what have we got, my love?
Okay, we'll get the sad stuff over and done with first. Liam Payne's funeral will take place today. All four of his former One Direction bandmates expected to pay their respects at the ceremony.
Today?
Yeah.
Wow, what is it about funerals in the UK? They take up to a month to happen. Generally here, it's like 2 or 3 day affair, it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does take. It's usually between about 3 and 5 weeks.
That's horrible.
It is. I tell you, my grandmother died just before Christmas about 10 years ago. And we had to wait until about the 3rd week of January for her funeral.
Is it because there's so little undertakers?
It's admin.
What?
It's admin. Now, I'm not sure about the Liam Payne case because you would assume that there was a different set of circumstances around that. It could just have been that they had to get all the boxes ticked, but definitely with, the normal population, I guess you could say.
Well, I suppose it's 70 million people over there, yeah.
It's admin. Yeah, yeah. It takes too long to process all of the deaths, or it takes that long, I should say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes sense with a bigger population, doesn't it?
Yeah, because a lot of people, it's funny, a lot of people over here ask me that question.
Yeah.
It seems to, yeah, it's one of those things that baffles people over here, why it takes so long.
Because if somebody passes away, generally 2 or 3 days later, there's a wake, there's a mass, there's a funeral.
Yeah, and it's about 3 to 5 weeks. Yeah. We'll cut quickly on to I'm a Celebrity, the latest from last night's episode. Dean McCulloch did the sinister sarcophagus trial last night. Dean McCulloch is the radio DJ.
Yeah.
This is how it went.
By the tone of your voice. I missed it last night, but by the tone of your voice, it didn't go great. Yeah.
Crickets in there now.
No! No! No!
Let's lure another star.
Out of my men! No! No! No!
No! Oh, easily done.
Oh, I can't move. Stop. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. It's my legs. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here.
He's called
okay,
it.
Okay, he's called it.
Called it.
Get him out of there.
Take your time. Take your time.
No, I can't. My legs.
Breathe. You're all right. You're all right.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
It was his legs.
What about them?
It was his legs.
Were they eaten by a...
Don't know.
What? Did he start to get wobbly?
I'd say so, yeah.
Or what was on his legs?
I have to say now, he was proper, like, hyperventilating and all the rest of it. It was pretty bad.
Anybody who's seen that last night, what was on Dean's legs, please?
No, I think it was... It was either that his legs... I think it was that his legs were wobbling underneath him so much. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he only managed to get 2 stars, so the camp's going to be very hungry this evening. Lord of the Flies.
Hello and welcome to episode 1 of Lord of the Flies.
Literally.
In tonight's episode, Colleen Rooney will look at Barry McGuigan's leg and think, I'll have a bit of that with a can of Coke and a bit of curry.
That's exactly what's good. God. Talking to Colleen, Colleen's been dishing the dirt on a very, very young Wayne Rooney. Have a listen to this clip.
Okay.
Not long after we started getting with him, we went to, it was one of our friends who was a bit older, it was his 18th birthday party. So the phone went to her aunt and it was his cousin. He said, do you spell your name with 1 L or 2 L's? I was like, why? He went, so I'm just with our Wayne in town, he's getting a tattoo. So I was like, oh, shut up. I don't, not long been going with him. So we go to this party later on. I walk in and areas going round. Everyone like this. No. Is that your name tattoos?
At 16.
So spent years whistling on you.
Yeah.
What I find very interesting so far about Colleen is she's only talking about the early years. She's not talking about much to do with the later years.
Yeah, we haven't.
We haven't gone anywhere near the bingo yet.
Anyway. So as we progress through Lord of the Flies,
yes,
we'll also deep into episode 39. We're now in episode Grab a Granny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can wait for that now in a few more days, lads. And journalist and Loose Women panellist Jane Moore revealed there's a saying that she's very fond of. Have a listen to this.
Who's this you were looking for?
This is Jane Moore. She's a journalist. She's a panellist on Loose Women.
Okay.
Doesn't mean to her.
There's a great quote I heard, right? And it was like, I could shrink myself to be more digestible for you, but actually I'm just going to be myself and let you choke.
And that tells you everything you need to know about Jane.
I was just having a look across the papers this morning of some of the stories, and they're looking for a lot of people connected to the Dublin riots, but that they'd like to have a chat to. Right. I mean, they're not suggesting they did anything wrong. They'd just like to have an old cup of tea and a dippy biscuit with them.
That's it, no?
That's it. And they released a load of photographs yesterday to the internet, and one of the lads looks like me.
Oh, God, really?
A buddy of mine sent me the photo.
And went, said, is this you?
Went, what Nike Air Max did you take?
That's funny, Casey. It just,
the way your man's hat is and the hood is up, I'm like, wow, that is kind of very familiar.
Yeah.
Dublin riots, Gardaí are seeking 94 people of interest. Again, just a cup of tea.
That's it.
Sit down, we'll have an old chat, lads. We'll just see what's going on. Chinwag. How are the kids?
Yeah.
How are the dogs?
Yeah. How are the balls of your feet?
Yeah, exactly. Nicely rounded. Front of the star. So, shoe are you? See what they did there. Shoe are you?
Very good.
Gardaí appeals for the public to ID 99 people in riots probe. When that riot kicked off and we were watching it unfold in real time on social media, and you were looking at it, and something mad happened. It's like this wolf mentality that kicks in, and people just go wild.
It didn't even look like Ireland.
No, it was.
It looked like we were watching another country.
Yeah, yeah. It was French riots or something. It was like something you see in the middle of Paris.
Yeah.
You know when they riot over the size of mushrooms, the French will riot over flies.
Oh, listen, when they're not happy, they are.
They let you know, man. Yeah, they let you know. They've a couple of people have been taken down off the list now.
Yeah,
a lot of people have been taken down because they've been identified and they've been booked in for a
cup of tea.
Cup of tea and a dippy biscuit, which is nice. But it's mostly photographs of lads running out the door with loads of really expensive ASICS running shoes and Nike Air Max. People just go, everyone else is doing it.
Yeah, except now.
Yeah.
They're putting their pictures up in the paper.
Yeah, now they're coming back to knock on your door. And if it was you, you'd be outside the front door trying them on, going, sorry, I need a bit of seven.
Have you got the left foot?
My name is Jeff.
Last night, and I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, there was a fella called Dean doing one of the challenges. And poor old Dean had a bit of a rough one. Lost his mind because they trapped him in a box and the quicksand was filling up. Ooh. And they didn't obviously realise how claustrophobic the lad is, but he freaked.
Cricket's in there now.
No!
Let's lure another star.
Out of my men! No!
Oh, easily done.
Oh, I can't move. Stop, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. It's my legs. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
He's called it.
Get him out of there.
Take your time.
No, I can't, my legs.
Breathe.
Yeah, he was absolutely freaked.
Right.
Absolutely freaked. And it was the sand was filling up and he just obviously thought he was going to be trapped and then wouldn't be able to breathe. And I want to know, what is your irrational fear this morning? What is the thing that freaks you the most? Rory O'Hagan, it's...
clowns.
Poor Rory can't hack clowns.
Yeah.
I think it's because my cousins forced me to watch it when I was a kid.
Stephen King ruined everyone's childhood of that era.
Georgie, they all float down here.
Yeah.
Frightening.
So when you're passing a gutter or a water drain, do you think there's a little clown down there waiting for you?
Possibly. And if I see a kid with a red balloon, I'm legging it in the other direction.
If I dressed up as a clown, could you do the show with me?
Probably you don't not, need no. to dress up.
Oh my god, gold star table 2.
Yeah, I'd rather you didn't. Thanks.
Yeah. Is there anything that would irrationally freak you
me,
out?
Me, eggs, 100%.
What?
Eggs.
You're afraid of eggs?
Boiled, or I just don't like, nah.
You're yolking.
Not for me. I'm not yoking.
Can you keep talking there?
That was a cracking joke.
I'm not
joke,
yoking.
Yeah.
Like,
you're in charge of the show.
I don't mind if it's in something.
He's got to get an egg now, you know that.
Yeah, but you see,
he's literally run out
of the. If I can't see it and it's inside the shell, it doesn't bother me. But if it's boiled and it's sitting on an egg cup next to me, nah.
Like just with the innards exposed, so you can see the yolk and you can see the white bit.
Not for me.
So you can't dip your soldiers into it.
Yeah, but you see, that's not going to work, Casey, because it's an egg in a shell.
Casey is now presented.
I don't want to hold
Victoria
it.
Nichols with an
I don't
egg.
I don't want to hold it.
And they're having an argument.
It came out of a chicken's.
Proper barn.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
I'm leaving it there with you. We're going to work through
it.
Casey's now left the egg there, and Victoria is pretending she's not interested, but is slightly freaked out by the presence of an egg in her
I don't mind it if it's got a shell in it, because I can't see what's inside. It's just if it's boiled and it's sitting in an egg cup, and it's like wobbling and
they're the best eggs, the runny eggs.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Get some toast in there, dip it in.
I'm a touch claustrophobic. Couldn't
are
do
you?
Tight spaces, as I mentioned before.
Okay. How are you on planes?
Planes, I'm okay.
Because you can't open the window.
You can get up, walk around, though.
Yeah.
You can. Okay.
I want to know your irrational fears, please. 0868104106. The thing that absolutely freaks you out. Lads, getting a paper cut on my eyeball is my irrational fear.
Oh, that's horrific. Oh, my God. Katie says, lads, I'm terrified of birds.
Crows.
Yeah.
The crows. When they flap around your head.
Yeah.
Anything that on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here that involves spiders would nearly throw my wife out through the window.
Oh, yeah. Elaine says, lads, my irrational fear definitely is porcelain dolls. They're all haunted.
They are, you know.
I know, yeah.
There's one looking at you right now.
Oh, God.
Be careful. Yeah, 0868104106. Get them into us, please. If there was anything a little bit like poor old Dino and I'm a Celebrity, what's the thing that freaks you out absolutely the most?
Rory.
Stop!
Okay. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. That is The Weekend on a Wednesday. More false advertising. 90 minutes after 8 o'clock. Casey, come caving with the Cork Speleological Club. I could actually think of nothing worse, Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I could do, like, I could, you know the Mitchellstown standy-uppy cave?
Okay.
No problem at all.
It's not that you couldn't crawl through one?
Jamie, do you do that caving where you're crawling through, like, 2 feet of space for about a mile? Because people like you are mad.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, we've had some brilliant stuff in here, you know.
Somebody's saying that Stephen King wrecked parents' lives as well.
Yeah.
Because my parents couldn't get me into the shower for about a month afterwards. My fear these days is microwaves. I can't. Oh, this, I think we heard from this fella before. Is
Did
this?
We?
Hold on a second. Who does that? That's from Mark. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mark can't be in a room where there's a microwave switched
okay.
on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm terrified of small patterns.
Yeah.
Small patterns of holes together.
Yeah, I've heard of that before. Nessie here is terrified of bumps or spots like a cluster of pimples. She can't even type it on the phone.
Someone's freaked out of the fly trap plants. You know, they're
fascinating, aren't they?
Little shop of horror fly trap plants.
Yeah, absolutely. Cotton wool, that's come in a few times, yeah.
What's the fear of cotton wool? Is it the chewing it?
Yeah.
Someone has an irrational fear of Oompa Loompas from the original movie.
They were a bit dark. They were, you know.
I know. You could look under the bed and there's six of them waiting for you. It was one of those, wasn't it? Anyway, that you were the first person I've ever heard who has had an irrational fear of Oompa Loompas.
What about mannequins?
Valerie, well done. Mannequins?
Yeah. Who is it? Let me see. Keith. Keith is scared of mannequins. He says they're big, scary-looking fiends.
RBRs.
Let's get some money.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Grania is a teacher, so I don't know if you have an irrational fear of small children or spiders, is it, Grania?
Yeah, spiders, definitely. So we love children.
Yeah, the spider thing, where did that come from, do you think?
Oh, it's always been there. I don't know where it came from, but always as a child, I was frightened and I still am.
This is the most important question, Grania, because I have a bit of a fear of spiders. Could you sleep in a room if you knew there was a spider in there?
Oh, no, I'd gone down on the couch.
Yeah.
You would want to hear the screams from downstairs in my kitchen from my two daughters and my wife upstairs.
Yeah, I'd be the same.
When it comes to spiders. You hear, like, it's like there's a murderer in the house.
Yeah.
And then you run upstairs and there's a tiny little fella walking along the window.
Doesn't matter how big he is. He's still a spider. I think it's the speed of them.
I know.
It's the speed, isn't it, Grania?
The little legs.
Yeah.
That's the ones.
They're unpredictable, yeah.
They're your
yeah.
friends, and they serve a purpose. If we didn't have spiders, we'd be in big trouble, ecologically, apparently. Anyway, can you watch Spider-Man?
I have never watched Spider-Man.
All right, okay. Let's go for the quiz. 60 seconds, Grania in Cork City, a teacher in the Glen. Let's go!
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Grania, how many members were in the original Westlife?
5.
Taste and Espresso are songs by what singer?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Brad Pitt, is he in his 50s or 60s?
He is in his 60s.
Number 4, No Time to Die is part of what series of movies?
It's a James Bond.
Number 5, Cobra Kai is a TV show, but it's a spin-off from what movie? It's based on what film? It's on...
It is from Karate Kid.
Question number 6. What colour are the arches of the McDonald's logo?
Yellow.
Question number 7. Who played Jerry Maguire?
Jerry Maguire.
Throw a guess. Little fella, you see him in Mission Impossible every now and then.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, question number 8. What country was Elon Musk born in? Quickly. What answer did you give me there, Grania?
America.
It was America, you said. Okay, you got Westlife for 5. Sabrina Carpenter. Brad Pitt is in his 60s, which is just frightening.
That's unreal.
Frightening. James Bond is correct. Karate Kid is correct. The arches are yellow. Tom Cruise is correct. Elon Musk is South Africa. Born in South Africa.
You did well.
Yeah.
That was a good round, though, Grania.
And we had 2 to go, so we had a little bit left, a little bit of time that got burnt up. Grania, you've got a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors. Thank you for all the amazing work you do as a teacher, and we will talk to you another morning, I hope.
Thanks so much. All right. Thank you.
Take care of yourself, Grania. Well done. Red FM Breakfast with Now.
Stream every episode of The Penguin, starring Colin Farrell, with Now.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Wake up, get up,
Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.